Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verses 29. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To the book of Jeremiah, chapter 37, we want to start at verses 16 through 18. When Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon and into the cabins, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out, and the king asked him secretly in his house, and said, "Is there any word from the Lord?" And Jeremiah said, "There is. For," said he, "thou shalt be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon." We note something in Jeremiah chapter 37, that Zedekiah the king asked Jeremiah something secretly. He was curious. He was eager to know. In the midst of what was happening during his time, he asked the prophet Jeremiah, "Is there any word from the Lord? Is God saying something to us in this day?" And Zedekiah wanted to know from Jeremiah, what is God saying in the midst of all that's happening? In spite, Jeremiah, of you being in the prison, of you being put in the dungeon, I know that you're still hearing from God in spite of what you have been through, in spite of what you have suffered. I know, Jeremiah, that God still talks to you. So the question being asked, is there any word from the Lord? And our thought comes today, what is God saying? What is God saying to His people now? What is God saying to His people now? All of us can attest to this, that we are shown up living in the end times. According to 2 Timothy chapter 3, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Dangerous times shall come." Well, they're not going to come. We're already in them. We're living in dangerous times. And in the midst of the danger that may be around us, in the midst of the danger that may alert us, that we may be surrounded with, what is God saying to His people now? Just as Zedekiah the king asked Jeremiah the question, "Is there any word from the Lord?" He wanted to know if God was still talking. Was God still saying something to us? And many of us today asking the same question. What is happening in the world today? And in lieu of all that's happening, is there any word from the Lord? What does God have to say about what's happening in our world? Well, saints of God, we need to understand that there's no new thing under the sun, and that there's nothing that happens in this world that God do not know about. He's infinite in knowledge. There's nothing that will happen apart from God already knowing that it's going to happen. If God can declare the end at the beginning, in the midst of what's happening in our world, present tense, right now, God is still on His throne. Jesus Christ is still Lord, and the devil is still a liar. So what is God saying to His people now? This is a very timely and very important topic, because as you watch the news, as you pick up the paper, you read about stuff today that is so disturbing. I mean things that just make your flesh crawl, the kind of crimes that people are committing. All kind of things happening even greater today And as I brought out, it's not new in God's eyes. We as humans sometimes become so disturbed and so perplexed at things that's happening from the negative standpoint. But you see, in the midst of all that's taking place, God is still talking to His people now. The Bible says, "For God speaketh once, yet twice, yet man perceiveth not." God is still talking in the midst of what's happening in the world. Even in the midst of what's happening in our personal lives, God is still talking. But the problem is, we are not listening. We don't want to hear certain things that God may have to say to us about things we know is not right. It's like this. If a person knows that they're doing something, and they often tell themselves, "I know I shouldn't be doing this. I know that I need to give this up. I know this woman ain't my wife, this man ain't my husband, but yet it's in my mind just to walk away from them. But yet, you know, I know I drink too much and I do whatever too much. And yet I keep talking about what I'm going to do, but yet you never get around to doing it." That still don't disturb God. What is God saying to His people now? As we notice in Revelation chapter 2, when Jesus said, "He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches." He that had an ear. Now, on every human's head, they got two ears. And it doesn't mean because they have two ears that folk often listen. Sometimes children, you can be talking to children. You say, "Come over here, boy. Come here, Junior." And he looking at you and wondering, "What in the world are you saying?" Now, he heard what you said, but yet what you said didn't sink in. Well, that's the way it could be with us today in the church world as well as in the religious society. God can be talking to us, and yet we got two ears on our head. But see, the kind of hearing He's talking about is the ears of your heart. God talks to your heart. He speaks in a still, small voice. And sometimes God can be talking to us about matters that we're facing, and yet we're still not responding because we really don't want to hear what God has to say about stuff we know that we are doing is not right. And He said, "He that had an ear, he that's really serious to want to know what God has to say, let him pay attention today, because God is going to talk to us, especially in the body of Christ." Now, I know we're living in the final hours of time. And Jesus told His disciples, He said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." When the Great Commission was given, it wasn't something that they could do if they felt like doing it. That was a mandate. That was a charge, a command that Jesus gave to them back there as well as us today. So what is God saying to His people now? Number one, God is saying to us as saints to live right. He wants us to live clean, live holy lives in the midst of all of the filth, in the midst of all the wickedness, in the midst of all the immorality that may be puking up and just popping up everywhere. They got all kind of movies out today, Brokeback Mountain. And in this movie, you got two men that love us. And you know, when you listen to the topic of that Brokeback Mountain, somebody got their back broke in a mountain doing something they shouldn't have been doing. Oh, I know you don't want to hear this, but I'm going to tell it. What God is saying to us as His people is to live right. In the midst of all the filthy kind of movies, and then you got Hollywood condoning this stuff, and then you got people just trying to feel like, well, this movie wasn't that dang. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't harmful. Honey, it would never be right when two men laying up kissing. God's words speak against homosexuality as well as lesbianism. You don't want to hear what I'm saying. What is God saying to us now? He's telling us as His people to continue to live right. Number two, He's saying to us to come out the world and stay out. See, we got a problem in the church world. You see, the reason why the world not coming to the church is because the church then went to the world. It's like the church then started doing stuff the world is doing and wonder why folk not coming to the church. because the world is already in the church, because the church can open the doors for the world. All of this kind of music that we let go on in the church just to draw people, and you got different kind of stars, and this one here is singing and making, getting platinum records. So you invite them to your church to have a concert. I mean, they could pack the house with that kind of stuff. But see, they're leaving a wrong kind of spirit in your midst. And then you got to be fighting over worldliness, and them kind of songs make your flesh move. It don't minister to your spirit. Oh, you don't like me today, but that's all right. A lot of songs you hearing sung today ain't gospel. It's nothing but garbage. I mean, it's garbage. It's trash. It needs to go in the garbage pail, because it does not draw your attention to God. It does not bring conviction to you. It don't bring you to a closeness to Jesus. It's nothing but garbage. Nothing but trash. And they're making money off the song. And you find yourself wanting to pluck your fingers like you used to do in the world. It brings your mind back to when you was in them nightclubs. But God is saying, it's come out the world and quit letting the world come to where you at. Honey, we got to have a standard in this day. We got to maintain a standard, lift up a standard for the people. We got to let the people know certain kinds of music we ain't going to tolerate in this day. I don't care who doing what. We got to be different in this hour, because God has always had a remnant in every generation that will stand for him in spite of who fallen for the world. Number three. God is saying to us to study his word. Many of us as saints of God, we spend too much time reading stuff that's not benefiting us. You read the paper, you read the magazines, you read about so-and-so. My God, you read about all this kind of stuff, but you spend little time in the word. See, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How can you do what Jesus said when you don't know what he's saying? And you don't want to spend that time to spend time in the word to find out what God has to say. That is why he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's not that we don't have the ability to get the knowledge. We didn't just got lazy when it comes down to studying. We're lacking because we're lazy. Catch that. We're lacking knowledge because we're lazy in getting knowledge. Stay tuned for part two of what is God saying to us now. In continuing our teaching from part one, what is God saying to us now? I left off on number two. God is saying, come out the world and stay out. God is looking for people that's going to be different. God is calling us not to sing holy, but to live holy. He's calling us into holiness, not holding on to mess. And it's time for us to come out the world and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And that will cause God to receive us. Number three, God is saying, study his word. Spend time reading the Bible. Many of us as saints know so much of stuff on TV until it's a shame before God. You can know all kind of movies that come on and all kind of talk shows, and you can tell who went with who. And as the world turns in the guiding light, and all my children, yeah, the world is still turning and folks still crazy. All my children, and you don't know where none of them at. God in light, and you still walking in darkness. Oh, you don't like me today. But see, we got to spend time studying to show ourselves approved unto him. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Then number four, what is God saying to us now? Obey his word. Don't just hear what God is saying, but do it. He said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. He wants us to obey what he's saying. It's not enough just to read it and to listen to it, but you got to now apply this word to your life. Number five, God is saying to us in this day to love one another. There's too much hate in the world. This is what's calling folk to kill one another. Hating folk and you not liking him. That's why there's so much prejudice today. It's one thing for there to be prejudice in the world, but when prejudice is still in the church of God, help us today. I know you don't like me now, but I got to tell this thing. What God is saying to us, we got to love one another. There's not going to be no white part in heaven and no black section in heaven. It's going to be God people, those that's been washed in the blood. I don't care what color skin you are. If you born again, you my brother and you my sister. All the rest of this stuff comes straight from the pit of hell. And what God is saying to us in this day, we got to love one another. We got to show concern for one another. How in the world we expect the world to come to Christ when we in the church can't even talk to one another? We can't even fellowship. We a bunch of fellas in the same ship, supposedly be. But because we have different skin tone, and I know what I'm saying, because you got prejudice in churches. You got many preachers won't let certain color preachers come in their church and preach. Oh, you got to answer to God for that. Because why, if that's your brother in Christ, all he's going to do is give the gospel like it's supposed to be. But see, that's not the problem. The thing is, because there's still prejudice in us. And God sees all this kind of stuff that's got to come out. Honey, you can't love folk and still be prejudiced against them. I don't care what color your skin is. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And I'm sick and tired of all of this stuff. He not liking him and he don't fellowship over there. You got prejudice. You got blacks against blacks. You got whites against whites. Honey, prejudice is just prejudice. And God is saying to us in the church today, we got to love one another. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Then he goes on to say, I want you to witness to others. God is saying to us as his people, it's time for us to witness. It's time to come from behind the four walls in our comfort zone. We get in church on Sunday, we shout, we fall out, we use smelling salt, we use fans to get folk back up. We break out and run like somebody behind us and then leave the church and don't tell nobody nothing. It's time out for all that kind of stuff. We got to know why we come to the house of God. Jesus said, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Listen, folk, it's not enough just to come to church and to hear the word preached. You got to take that word and use it. You got to share the good news with somebody else that Jesus Christ is the answer. And what God is saying to us in this day, yes, there is a word for us in this hour. God is sick and tired of churches just having all kind of functions, having fashion shows, and you have a day for this one and a pageant and the queens and all this kind of stuff. Honey, call an all-night shut-in. Call a revival. Call a fasting and praying. You're going to watch folk that pack the house on a pageant, not come for days. You call an all-night shut-in, folk look at you like you're crazy. They talk, what you talking about shutting in church all night? Honey, you can get in the disco at 12 o'clock at night and don't come home till 6 o'clock in the morning. What's wrong with you getting in the house of God and locking up with God all night and letting God do something in you, to you, with you, and for you? But see, we don't want that today. But this is what God is saying to us today. It's time to witness to other folk. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. What is God saying to us tonight? Maintain your integrity in spite of what people are doing. Maintain your honesty in spite of what you lose. Don't lose your integrity. Don't lose your wholeheartedness. Don't lose your conviction. Don't lose that fervor. Don't lose that. Job lost a whole lot, but he maintained his integrity. And what God is saying to us in this day, in spite of how loose and raggedy folk living, you got to maintain your integrity. Even when folk not around you, you got to maintain your integrity. Although men might not see the wrong you're doing, your integrity will tell you, no, it's still wrong. In spite of folk not seeing what I'm doing, it's still wrong. Maintain your integrity with God telling us in this day. And then God is saying, humble yourself. What God is saying to us today is humble yourself. He said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves, not letting God humble you, you humble yourself. You got to stay little in your own eyes. The problem today in the church world, we've gotten too big for God. We've gotten like Saul. We set up ourselves and things. And God said, listen, Samuel told Saul, when you was little in your own eyes, God anointed you king over Israel. But the problem today, folk, we've gotten money. We've gotten a little house here. We've gotten property. We've gotten cars. We've gotten stuff we never had before. But we didn't got beside ourselves. You got to humble yourself and remember, if it had not been the Lord who was on your side, my God, it was nobody but God that brought you from where you come from. Hallelujah to the Lamb. And you see, he's telling us we got to humble ourselves. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Then he say, I want you to fast and pray. God is saying to us in this day, it's time for us to consecrate our lives. It's time for us to turn the plate down. You got too many obese folk, too many fat folk, too many overweight saints in the body of Christ. We don't consecrate our lives. You need to have set days every week where you turn your plate over, turn the TV off, turn your mouth off, and turn on to God. It's time to get before God with fasting and praying. This is the hour that we're now living in, God say. It's time for us to turn our place over. Many of you seeking God for answers, but sometimes the answer won't come just through praying. You got to add fasting to your praying. Sometimes you could be seeking God for deliverance with something. Sometimes you require adding fasting to your praying. And God is saying to us, it's time to fast and to pray. There was a time Jesus' disciples say, Master, listen. The disciples of John fast, and you know, we don't do it. But Jesus said, can you make the children of the bridegroom mourn while the bridegroom is with them? But the day will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. Well, these are the days now of fasting and praying, of just stop going shopping, stop going here, and just lock up in your room, lock up in your home, turn everything off, get your Bible and get before God, turn your plate over and tell God, I'm not going to go nowhere. I'm not going nowhere until you do something in me, to me, with me, and for me. And it's time for that in this day, saints of God. And what is God saying to us now? Stop compromising the word to make friends. There's too much of this stuff going on today. We don't think God sees what we're doing. We got little clubs and little cliques. We got little folk we keep in our little group. And if you don't come up to my expectation, I have no dealings with you. We compromising the word. We compromising the standard of holiness just to make friends, just to make politicians our friends. We let politicians sometimes come in pulpits and make all kind of promises to the people. And they're going to have a chicken in everybody's pot. Yeah, sometimes you don't have the pot or the chicken. You don't have nothing. Once they get in office, they done forgot what they say. Honey, you could compromise your standards just to make friends. But you know what? You prefer to have favor with God rather than man. See, when a man ways please the Lord, and you see Samuel found favor with God, first of all, and then with man. The problem today, we're trying to get too close to folk rather than trying to get close to Jesus. And what is God saying to us in this day? He's saying to us to preach the word. I know there's a book out here called the Da Vinci Code. And in this book, they talk about all kind of stuff. About Jesus and Mary and all this kind of filth. Honey, don't you know that stuff comes straight from the pit of hell? And the person that was inspired, as they call it, quote unquote, inspired to write this book, the thoughts came out of hell. Because everything that person was talking about is totally contrary to God's holy, infallible, unchangeable word. The Bible said, forever, Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And you think some book gonna pop up? And you know what's sad today? You got so many people believing that stuff. That Jesus was fooling around with Mary. And then Mary had another child and all this kind of stuff. Honey, the devil is trying everything possible now to just mess up the word. He's just trying to get folk not to believe that Jesus is the answer. Because the devil himself knows Jesus defeated him on Calvary. And now he's making every attempt possible to try to ruin as many souls as he can. But see, we got to preach the word. We got to be instant in season and out of season. We got to reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. And God is saying to us in this day to preach the word. Tell folk what he said. We can't make folk believe the Bible, but we can simply just tell them what God said. What is God saying to us today? Preach this word. I mean, tell it like it is. Cry loud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet, and show God's people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. What is God saying to us today? Stop playing church and get real. Stop all this missing church and making excuses why you don't come to church. You can't find your shoe. You can't find your stocking. Your head don't sit right. All this kind of stuff. We make all kind of excuses from coming to hear the word of God. But let some concert pop up or let something that we like doing come up. Honey, we be the first one in line. It's time to stop playing church. Listen here. God is saying it's time out for playing games in church and trying to impress folk and getting folk to think you all of that when you ain't nothing. If a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth his own self. And what is God saying to us today? Stop putting putting yourself on the curse from robbing me of tithes. There's so many of you listening to me right now. You stop tithing. You stop giving to the place you're being fed at right now. Honey, you, all you're doing is putting yourself under a curse. And then see, when you don't tithe, you listen to this. You're actually spending stolen money. You done took God's money that's supposed to belong to Him and then got your hair fixed. That's why you're losing it. You done got your nails fixed. That's why they're popping off. You done put new stuff on your car. You done bought new clothes and everything under the sun going wrong. You wonder why this don't work. Why you're in more debt than ever? Because see, when you go to robbing God of tithing and giving an offering, and what God is saying to us, stop putting yourself under a curse, because God cannot bless what's cursed. And let me come to a close here. What is God saying to us in this day? He's telling us to watch, to be alert, to be on guard. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And God is saying to us to forgive one another. Oh, you might not like this one here. But see, in the body of Christ, there's so much unforgiveness. We harbor in stuff in our heart. What she did me years ago and what he did me. How my daddy molested me and how so-and-so did me this. And we still holding on to all that kind of stuff. And that stuff is infesting our spirit. There's so much bitterness and resentment in many of us. I mean, we sitting in church faking and pretending like we all of that. And yet we're so full of mess. We're so full of hate and gossip and bitterness. And we're wondering what in the world going on. Why is stuff not working in our life? Simply because we're harboring things in our heart. Stay tuned from part 3 of what is God saying to us in this day. In concluding our message, what is God saying to us in this day? Or what is God saying to us now? Our last thought dealt with, God said He wants us to watch, to be alert, to be on guard. And then God wants us to forgive one another. There's so much unforgiveness in the body of Christ. The Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And saints of God, it's time for us to examine our hearts. It's time for us to examine our lives to see, am I holding somebody in my heart? Have I not forgiven someone who asked me to forgive them? Am I holding stuff against my dad, my mother, my brother, my sister, my wife, my husband, children, my co-workers? You know, like nobody else know. Certain people come around us, we act funny with them. That's a sign unforgiveness is still there. And see, the danger about that, our being forgiven by God is based on our forgiving somebody else. And especially if the person asks you to forgive them, and you verbally tell them no, you got to give an account to God for that. And that could hinder your walk with God. That could stop you from being blessed by God, harboring something in your heart. And what God is saying to us in this day, it's time for us in the church world to forgive one another. To forgive those who wronged us. You have many people have left ministries because they've been hurt by somebody in the ministry. Maybe the preacher said something, or the deacon, or somebody in the church offended them in some kind of a way. And they're left with bitterness in their spirit. And the danger about that is when they leave one place with bitterness, they go somewhere else and release it. And don't even know what they're releasing in the place they're in. And they find themselves just being nasty and cruel to people because they're on a defensive mode. They're like a crab just snapping at everybody they meet. But they don't realize they need to be healed as well as delivered from the bitterness which resented from unforgiveness that they left before they forgave the person who hurt them. Oh God, you got me hitting on something here. See, God is saying to us in this day, it's time to forgive one another. It's time to forgive people. It's time to release people out your spirit. And think about this. Whenever you harbor something in your heart against someone, you carry that person with you the bed everywhere you go. You eat, you take a bath, you go to work. That person is right there in you, festering your life. Festering your spirit. And get this, this is why many physical healings can't take place. Because when there's unforgiveness in your heart against someone, God cannot heal your physical body. And unforgiveness opens the door for sickness and pain as well as physical death. People have even died because of harboring stuff in their heart. Bad enough, your spirit is being dried up like a raisin. Even your physical body now is beginning to be affected because of the unforgiveness you're carrying in your spirit. It's now going through your veins like your blood. And it's beginning to infect everything and everybody you come in contact with. Oh God, talk to us in this day. Just like Zechariah x Jeremiah, is there any word from the Lord? What is God saying to us in this day? God is saying to us to forgive people, to release people in spite of what they've done. Think about this, saints of God, what we have done, how God forgave us. And God don't point his finger in your face and talk about, yeah, I remember what you did. We got a bad habit of that kind of stuff, of reminding folk of what they did to us. And we got the nerve to fix ourselves like we all of that, like we've arrived, like we never did nothing wrong. We sit up and act like we all kind of some kind of judge as well as the jury. Yeah, I would do this if that was me, but you done let folk mess your spirit up because you got stuff in your heart you don't even know it's there. And you know the proof that it's there, the moment that person's name just is mentioned, you find yourself acting funny, acting strange. You find yourself getting mad for no reason at all. And then you begin to lash out at other folk who didn't even do you nothing wrong. All because of the unforgiveness that's in your spirit. The unforgiveness that's in your heart. You're festering that stuff and don't even know it. And God is saying to us in this day, it's time to forgive one another. And finally, what God is saying to us in this day, it's time to praise him. It's time to give him the glory. It's time to give him the honor. It's time to lift up Jesus. It's time to magnify him. It's time to give him all the praise and stop praising people. Stop praising preachers and exalting flesh and giving flesh God's glory. God said, I'm not going to share my glory with nobody. There's too much of that stuff. Just like in the book of Corinthians, one talk about, I'm of Paul and I'm of Apollos and I'm of Peter. We got too many personalities that we're stuck on. Or I don't like the way he preaching. I don't like him. We got our favorite preachers and all this kind of stuff. God said, you got to give me the glory because, listen, one plant, one water, but God give the increase. We got to give God the glory. Thank God for God sent men and women. Thank God for individuals he's raising up even in this hour. But we got to give God all of the glory because it's God that's raising men up. See, there was a man sent by God whose name was John. John was sent by God. He wasn't God. He was sent by God. And thank God for God, those that God is raising up in this day. But God is saying to us in the body of Christ, we got to now worship him. We got to praise him. We got to sing songs that will cause his glory to fill our midst. We got to sing songs that will invite God's presence. We singing too many songs today that's inviting the spirit of the world in the church. And we wonder why the young folk and, my God, people just dancing. They having what they call Holy Ghost parties, all that kind of stuff. I never in my day heard that kind of stuff. There's no scripture on a Holy Ghost party. We just go too far with stuff. That kind of stuff just grieves me to even hear that kind of stuff. We got to go back to old songs like Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. But now, my God, but now I can see. Oh, at the cross where I first saw the light. We got to go back to old songs like that. We have to go back to songs that have meaning. Songs that really touched your heart and songs that would touch the heart of God. We got to go back to singing hallelujah. Songs that worship the Master and exalt him. Crown him many lords. Crown him my God. Giving him praise and giving him glory. Lamb of glory. Giving him the praise. Singing songs that will magnify him. That will make him want to visit you. See, the Bible says he inhabits the praise of his people. But see, when God's people come together and they begin to praise him and to worship him. Just like in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, they begin to praise and to worship and to be on one mind and one accord. There was a glory that settled in that place where the priest cannot even stand to minister by reason of the cloud because the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Why? Because they begin to praise God. They begin to worship him. They begin to give him all of the thanks. They begin to focus their attention on him. They forgot about themselves. There's a song said, we have come into this house to magnify His name and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him. We got to go back to songs like this. God said, I need to hear songs that's going to make me bigger than I am. God saying to the church in this hour, we got to get back to songs that will cause men to, their hearts to melt. I mean, God's glory will drop in the place where you at. And when God show up, He will show out. We got to bring souls back into the body of Christ and get the worldly souls out the church. We got to have songs to praise only Him and not sing, not praise some kind of artist and what kind of, and forget all of that kind of stuff. Honey, we giving too much credit to man. We giving all God's glory to flesh, and God is sick and tired of all of this stuff. See the angels around the throne every night, every day, every hour. They're saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. They're doing this day in and day out. They've been doing this all throughout eternity. But now God is trying to get us on the earth, Lord, just to sing holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. What God wants us to do is praise Him. He said, whosoever praise, glorify me. And to him that all his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. So what is God saying to us in this day as I bring this to a close? God is saying to us as I summarize this, to live right, to come out the world, to study His word, to obey His word, to love one another, to witness to other people, to maintain our integrity, to humble ourselves, to fast and to pray, to stop compromising, to make friends, to preach His word, to stop playing church and get real. God is saying to us today, stop putting ourselves under curse because of robbing Him of tithes and offering. God is saying to us to watch. God is saying to us to forgive others. And God is saying to us to praise Him, to honor Him, to adore Him. And as I close here, this book called The Da Vinci Code, God is not surprised, nor is He shocked at such things coming out like this. This is showing up the end time. And as Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. And God wants us to continue in the things that we know to be right. In spite of all the stuff that's happening today, just as Paul encouraged Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14, look at verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And this is what God is saying to us. Evil men and seducers are becoming worse and worse. This book about the Da Vinci Code that's trying to downgrade Jesus, trying to make Him an ordinary individual, trying to say that He lay with Mary and all this kind of stuff. But see, that's why, saints of God, we got to know what the Word of God is saying. In times like these, we need the Bible. In times like these, we need the Word. In times like these, we need prayer. We need old-fashioned Holy Ghost preaching. We need old-fashioned preaching. Not stuff to make you laugh, make you crack jokes. We need old-fashioned preaching. And as I close in Revelation, hallelujah, chapter 22, verse 18, by testifying to every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. So God is saying to us, Ezekiah ex Jeremiah, is there any word from the Lord? Yes, there is word from the Lord. Listen, the Bible said the Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it. God will always send His word to a people that ask Him for it. But God cannot make us do what He tells us. That's our part. God's part is to send us His word, but it's our part to obey and to do what He said. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank You so much for Your word. And I thank you for ministering to the hearts of your people around the world. God, thank you so much because many have been asking, is there any word from you in this hour? What is God saying to us in this day? I thank you for letting us know, God, that you see everything that's happening in this day. And God, that you want to let your people know in this hour that you're still on the throne in spite of what's happening. And God, I give you glory right now for encouraging your people and strengthening your saints. Anoint them for service, I pray. And God, I give you glory. I give you praise and I give you honor for it now in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. What is God saying to us in this day?